Welcome to Business Women Australia's radio show. I'm Sally Barker. Each week I'll be talking with a leading member of BWA. These inspiring business leaders are very generous in sharing their stories, insights and expertise. Joining me on the show today is Tanuja Sanders from Satya Olive Company and Company Director Lynn Hawkins, proud station sponsors. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, today we're talking about the skills required to be an entrepreneur. Now, not just anyone can, well, stomach. They don't have the heart for it, being an entrepreneur, because, let's face it, it can be risky.
That's right. And Tanuja and I have been talking about this over the last few weeks. You know, we both come from different experiences and backgrounds in the corporate world, and we're both now in this world of being entrepreneurs, and we were talking and sharing some ideas around, you know, what the traits of successful entrepreneurs are and what do you need to have to be good at running your own business.
That's right. I mean, you know, you have to know how to run a business. You have to have those basic skill sets, whether you be in corporate or running your business. You have to understand finances. You got to have the management and marketing skills. Got to have the passion and enthusiasm. You should be positive, always positive, resilient, and patient, that the other characteristics, and of course, good communicator. You got to learn to communicate and promote your business. You've got to work with the end vision in mind, but learn to adapt very fast to make certain small adjustments along the way. So,
You've had all sorts of skills as an engineer, though, haven't you, Tanuja? And then gone now into being an olive oil producer, an olive farmer. What sort of skills make you more successful now as an entrepreneur that you might not have had to rely on before?
Well, you know, you'll be surprised how many of those skill sets are transferable. But in corporate world, your work is more compartmentalized. You know, you're not doing it all yourself. Yeah. You have got more resources with you. You've got the money, to work with. And, you know, you've got your annual leaves, you've got your sick leaves. the skill sets, as a manager, you don't need to know everything about all the skills of running the software, the procedures, the systems. You've got them all there. Mm-hmm. You know how to interpret the results from software, but not necessarily know how to run the software. You know, so look, when you run your own business, you may or may not require all those resources, all those procedures and systems, but whatever you do require, you need to know yourself, because that is extremely important, that you are totally hands-on, because no matter who it is, you will have very humble beginnings. So you won't be having all the resources you may be used to in the corporate world. You will have to do it all yourself.
Yeah, it slows things down a bit too, I've noticed.
That is, and you got to learn to be patient and give yourself a break every so often, because you will have certain failed attempts, but be resilient and have a positive mindset. Never sound or look desperate, because
that's actually really good advice. People are attracted to they want to be associated with things that are going well and with success, so you have to always be in that success mindset.
Absolutely.
And,
right. Yes,
that's right. The other thing that I've found interesting is, you know, coming from a background where I was working in professional services and in technology companies, and I was working with very highly educated professional people, and so a lot of a lot of the way that I was working was quite different. You know, I was kind of known as being pretty bossy.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Oh. I bet you were too.
You know, it
does
is
it work?
Really...
Does it work in the retail world?
It doesn't at all work in the retail. You know, of working on project sites, on construction sites, you know, you have to be authoritative. You know, you got to, and as a female project manager, I had to really lay down the law.
I wouldn't like to know what they were calling you behind your back. But I can imagine.
They called me all sorts of names, you know. But really, in the retail work that I'm now finding myself, I seem to be walking on eggshells all the time.
Be careful what you're saying, how you say
it. I have to stay polite, even if I don't want to, because some customers can be very, very, very rude. And, you know, some of the store managers that you'll be dealing with, they may not have the maturity or qualifications that you used to. In the corporate world, you had your second and third tier people, but they're all professionals. You know, you're dealing with professionals, while in this retail
Well, also, you're dealing with people that you've got control over whether or not they've got a job the next day.
That's correct.
That's really the issue.
Well, people know their place. You know the hierarchy.
Yeah.
And you know what's expected.
Yeah.
Whereas the shoe's on the other foot, when you're talking to your store manager and you want to get your gorgeous product up on the best shelf, you've got to make sure that you're going to work and I guess, help them bring customers in. So thinking of what you can do with them to collaborate and partner with them.
Yeah. So, you know, you cannot afford to burn any bridges and you have to be smiling all the time, which I find it very hard. I do have a smiling face.
You do.
But, you know, I was always called a smiling assassin, you know.
Oh, no.
But
I can't imagine.
But, you know, these are the skill sets. Sometimes it gets to me, some of the customers. You know, it must be written on my face, you know. I cook curries. I'm saying to people, look, I'm here selling olive oil. You know, there will be people coming past my cooking demo and say, we don't eat curry. I says, well, it's not curry I'm making. This is olive oil.
Oh, no.
You know, you're dealing with people with prejudices from various demographics. And you got to learn to stay polite, you know. So,
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned just a little while ago that when you are an entrepreneur, you want to work with people who are successful, seem to be successful. We've got social media where everyone seems to be successful. Everyone's, you know, there's a big launch that's going really well. There's a new product that's going really well. Sometimes we forget to take a step back and share the things that didn't go so well, because not everything goes really well, and you don't want everything to go really well. You need to be able to learn from your mistakes. So what are some of those entrepreneurial mistakes or, you know, pitfalls you've found yourself in that you've had to overcome and you've gone through?
I mean, that's so correct, Sally. I mean, really, when I first started, I thought I was such a top-notch manager. This should be just a piece of cake. You know, I wanted to launch my products overseas, export business, you know. But I didn't realize that I was taking a big leap in doing that and sinking a lot of my money into it. I had two failed attempts of exporting my olive oil to India, having not captured the local market. That was a big mistake, and haven't developed that name. And you're dealing with corruption and all kinds of various rules that you are unaware of, and various pitfalls. I literally was the big mistake, and you know, these are the failed attempts that taught me that first of all, you've got to learn and find your way in your local business, in your known environment, before you try to.
It's a good place to learn your lessons.
Exactly, too. Before you venture too big in the wider world.
And what branding's another one I find that comes up a lot. You know, trying to get that brand right and the voice right, and being able to adapt to, you know, what your customers are giving you feedback about. And you've got a great story around your labels.
That's right.
That's a classic.
Yeah, 2 years back, I developed, you know, had a graphic designer. I had a few ideas because of the various infusions that I have. We came up with this concept, and I thought, wow, how clever am I? You know, what a great label it is and everything. And after two failed attempts of getting my product overseas, I'm trying to get my products locally now. And, you know, the feedback I received that the labels, they are hard to read. You know, they're not very pictographic, don't pop out on the shelves. And And it was so
good.
Back
to the drawing board.
I was back to the drawing board. Yep. And then now my labels look fantastic. You got to see them. You know, they are in the stores. They are very pictographic and they pop out. The colors are perfect. Oh, look at them. You know, this is how they look. This is lemongrass and ginger. Look at how beautiful those bottles are now.
So what was it that made you not give up? Because a lot of entrepreneurs, after first failed attempt, second failed attempt, poor label choice, but you kept going. What was it?
Positive mindset. You know, it's okay to fall, but you got to learn to get up and do it all over again. I mean, have you watched a spider make its web? You know, the wind comes and it blows it away and it doesn't give up. It will still spin its web till it catches its prey.
But and you love
you know
it
what?
Too,
that's
don't
what
you?
You've got to do.
You love a challenge.
I do. And you know, you've
it
got to be
passionate.
It takes a certain
type of person, I think, that does want to keep having a crack at it too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, for those who realise how hard it is and think this is actually not right for me, that's okay too, because that's a part of life's journey. Is you know that that might not be what you wanted to do, and it's okay, you don't have anything you need to prove. But Tanuja loves the challenge, and she's got an awful lot of olives that she's got to turn into oil on her tree. How many olives you got?
1,500 trees.
So, you know, she's got to do something with it.
Yeah. Well, what's your advice to people thinking about throwing in the corporate world and, you know, going out and trying the entrepreneurial path?
Look, it's not everyone's cup of tea. I have to say, you know, in success in corporate world doesn't always mean that you will be a successful entrepreneur, because in the corporate world there are various drivers and motivations which are external. You could have a very good paycheck. You could actually compete with your peers and that sort of things that drive you in to be successful manager. But in as an entrepreneur, your motivation is intrinsic. It has to come from within. Nobody is going to drive you to do what you, nobody is going to guide you. You got to have that gut feel to what you are going to do next, and you got to do it all yourself.
And
you've
got
to test your idea. Before you make that big leap out of corporate, do some product testing and concept testing. Do some research. Survey everyone outside your family and friends, because they'll all go, yeah, that's a great idea. And you really want to find out what the problems are. Do your research. See if there's a gap in the market. Are you solving a unique problem? You know, Tanuja's come up with something that's an infused olive oil. It's not just another olive oil. You know, she's thought of a niche. So how are you going to come out and do something that's different, that's going to set you apart? And that takes a lot of time. And sometimes it's good to hold on to a bit of revenue in your home life that gives you that bit of time to actually do a lot of the foundation planning and research that you need before you go in. Like a lot of people leave and the first thing they're doing is coming up with a logo. And I go, on what basis? What's your point of difference? What's your product? What's the problem you're solving? If they can't answer that first, I think the logo is a little bit premature. And so thinking about all that can happen while you might want to go down. For me, I negotiated with my employer to work 4 days a week and then 3 days a week as I eased myself in.
So worked a bit of a side hustle.
They knew I was actually going to be, you know, going out and doing my own thing. But so, you know, and this, if you don't ask, you don't get. That's the other thing. And I guess their hope might have been that I would have experienced it's going to be a lot harder than I thought and I might come back to work or whatever it might be. And it could have easily been that, and it wouldn't have been completely throwing all my eggs in the one basket.
That's right, yeah. Look, you got to learn to be prepared for humble beginnings. You know, there will be teething problems right through. You will receive a lot of rejection and negative feedback, but got to find those and who can give you constructive feedback and separate the noise from it, and take it back and get that feedback and put it back into your product or whatever the business is, and give your customers that feedback that you made those changes, because customers love to feel valued. It's very important that you make that changes and basically give that feedback back to them. And you know what? It is very important that as much as humbling it may sound, you know, it is very rewarding at the end of the everything, how great it is to have your, you know, it is your baby, you've created this baby, and you've taken it, you've made it from the scratch. It's not under a corporate umbrella, it is your baby. And it will give you a great feeling that, you know, you have ventured in your business outside your comfort zones as well. Mm. So,
and that's it. So thank you so much for joining us on Business Women Australia's radio show. Tanuja Sanders from the Satya Olive Company and Company Director Lynn Hawkins, proud station sponsors.
Thanks, you very Sally. Much.